listener production.
Hi, Sarah. My name's Lucy. I have a 9-year-old daughter who's obsessed with really expensive skincare, which she does not need, but all her friends are into it and everyone she follows on social media promote it. So I can understand why she wants to get involved. But how do I tell her it's not appropriate without making her feel excluded from the trends?
Lucy, as a mother of a daughter, I totally understand what you're talking about and thank you for opening up. Guiding your daughter through this maze of social media, influencing peer pressure and trends requires a lot of compassion and plenty of understanding and open communication. And you can help her with informed choices while also letting her stay true to herself. You know, a lot of parents have spoken to me about this issue before, so I know that you're not alone here. The first step is to acknowledge the influence of peer pressure and social media on your daughter's perceptions of beauty and self-care. It's a very complex landscape, but this is the only world that she knows. So it's very different to when you and I were kids. Foster open dialogue. Create a safe space for your daughter to express her interests and concerns without fear or judgment. Initiate a conversation about skincare, acknowledging her curiosity, but also gently guiding her towards understanding the importance of age-appropriate choices. What's really important is to educate her about skincare, so take the opportunity to teach her about the basics of skincare tailored to her age and skin type. Emphasize the importance of simplicity and natural beauty, instilling confidence in her own unique features. It's good to bring some encouragement around critical thinking in, so help her develop discernment when it comes to advertising and social media influences. If you can, teach her to question the motives behind product promotions and also to prioritize authenticity over trends. There are some really great simple documentaries on YouTube that unpack the advertising industry so young people can understand how insidious it can be and that they are being targeted. Also, it's great to nurture her self-esteem and highlight the value of inner beauty and self-acceptance. Celebrate her individuality and her talents, also reinforcing the idea that true beauty comes from within. You can then set some boundaries with compassion. Well, it's essential to obviously respect her interests and establish guidelines regarding age-appropriate spending and skincare routines. It's good to encourage her to explore alternatives that align with your family values. So think about positive role models, the people you admire, and those who would be a great guide for her. Showcase these individuals who prioritize self-care in an appropriate, balanced manner is always nice, or who just live their life happily and healthy without even mentioning wellness. Highlight the importance of self-love to her, confidence and resilience in navigating these societal pressures. Embrace opportunities for her own self-expression and encourage her to explore different creative outlets beyond skincare, such as, say, art or music or sport, whether she's partaking or just even watching. Fostering a sense of identity and purpose will really empower her to navigate peer influences with confidence. Most importantly, it's great to lead by example. So for you, modeling healthy attitudes towards beauty and skincare in your own life is something that she will look towards. You know, if you demonstrate self-acceptance and self-care practices and mindful consumption, it will be a really nice guiding light for your daughter. So it's great to cultivate empathy and understanding and also acknowledge the challenges that she faces in navigating societal expectations. And it's good to offer unwavering support and guidance to her as she finds her own path. You might like to give some examples of how you felt in that tween period of your life. When I spoke with Dr. Shefali Sabri on A Life of Greatness, she spoke about her thoughts on young children having access to social media.
The moment she got those social media apps, she kind of disappeared. Mm. I didn't see her for hours. She was more interested in whatever she was scrolling on that app. And I kind of lost my kid. What worked for me was that she was at least 13 or 14 and she had the slightly increased developmental capacity to handle it versus a 6-year-old. So I really tell parents no social media apps and social media screens till they're 13 or 14.
Yes.
Go back to the TV. The TV was benign because the TV did not have individualized algorithms, right? The TV was addictive in itself because it was dissociative, but it wasn't addictive to the degree of this instant dopamine hits that the social media apps are designed to give children. So the U.S. Surgeon General has said that kids until the age of 13 should not be on social media.
Wow.
Because we are seeing an exponential rise in self-harming behavior, great isolation, unhygienic attitudes, low motivation, a complete lack of connection, and suicidality and suicidal thoughts, self-harming thoughts in our teens, especially our girls, because this is just not the way we were wired to be. We were wired for connection, community. We're going from the ideal state of community to whittling away to like complete isolation and virtual reality. And soon we'll be walking around with helmets, you know? And it's very scary because children need connection and parents are distracted and parents are addicted. And it's just not a good scene. Absolutely not good.
So to Lucy and everyone listening, as you navigate a similar journey with your young people, remember that open dialogue, education, critical thinking, self-esteem, setting boundaries, positive role models, self-expression, leading by example and empathy are really key to empowering your kids to make informed choices and embrace their unique beauty. You can guide your child with love and wisdom, fostering a future where they embrace their individuality and thrive with confidence. If you've listened today and you have a question you'd like to ask me, then please send me a voice message to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg, or send me a written DM to Sarah Grimberg. I look forward to hearing from you then.
Listener.